Okay. Why did she like to stand in front of the mirror and
brush her hair?
Would you ever say she likes to dress up or primp or doll up or anything like that?
I would never say that.
Have you heard any of those?
Yes, I've heard them.
Which one?
I've heard all of them.
How would you hear them used?
Well, dress up, primp up, and I guess doll up too.
How did they sound to you?
Well, sound like some grown up would say, not a kid.
What would you call a, would you say any of those about a man? Would you say a man dresses up or?
Dress up, that's what I'd say, dresses up.
What about primp or doll up?
No, I wouldn't.
What would you call a man who likes to dress real well?
Man that likes to dress up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd say.
Do you ever hear the term jelly bean?
No. As far as candies, that's all. Candy.
Uh-huh. And something you carry coins in would be called a...
purse, I guess.
And what a woman would wear around her neck, a lot of things strung up together.
Necklace?
We're talking about beads. You'd call
beads.
It a... what a bead.
String of beads.
And something she could wear around her wrist.
Be a, bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
Any really old-fashioned names for that?
No.
And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
Raincoat.
What you'd hold?
Umbrella.
Huh?
Umbrella.
And... the last thing you put on a bed, a fancy cover.
Bedspread.
Huh?
Bedspread.
What did women used to make to put on the bed?
Quilts.
Anything else?
Blankets, I guess.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
And the thing that the pillow goes in.
Pillowcase.
And do you remember anything about twice as long as the pillow that goes at the head of the bed?
No.
Do you ever hear of a bolster?
No.
And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, down on the floor, you could make a...
cot.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a pallet or shakedown?
Yes, pallet. I haven't heard of shakedown, though.
What's a pallet?
It's just, maybe a blanket or two on the floor and another one to cover you up.
Mm-hmm.
Pillow.
And if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say this year we had a big...
cotton crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land...
cleared the land.
And... you say, we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
What's another word for rich?
Good.
Anything else?
In that sense of the word, no.
What's the word that starts with an F that would mean rich or...
fine.
Okay. And what about the word
fertile?
Fertile
soil.
That?
Yes, probably.
What different kinds of soil are there?
What do you mean by that?
Well, just...
rich, sandy...
uh-huh. Any special name for rich soil? I mean, any special kinds of soil that are very rich?
No, not familiar with that.
What do you call the real sticky kind?